bullseye because he never seemed to miss a target. Now it was getting close to 5 o'clock, and the sun would soon be down. There were no lights in the small park, and everyone had agreed a few minutes earlier to 2 more possessions. The privates had scored to make it 6-6. Since there were no field goals or extra points, the boys simply counted each touchdown as 1 point. So it was now up to the publics. If they didn't score, the game would be a tie, and they would have to buy the ice creams at Carvel, since the privates had won the week before. In other words, a tie was a loss. It was 3rd down. Needless to say, the privates had been playing deep to keep Jason from getting behind them. They'd gladly give up an open pass in front of them to either Mike or Mark. Tom had to figure out a way to get the ball to Jason. "What do you think?" he asked, as the 4 of them stood in a small circle a couple of yards behind where the ball sat on the ground. The privates were standing back from the ball, hands on hips, taking deep breaths. Everyone was tired. "We got 2 options, Jason said, because the question was clearly directed at him. "We can throw it underneath and then try to score on 4th down, or go for all of it now." "No way they're going to let you get behind them," Tom said. Jason grinned. "Don't look up, but you know the trash can down by the trees?" "Sure," Tom said. The landmark was far down the right side of the field. "Fake like you're going to throw it to me underneath, and then just throw it right at that can." Tom understood. Mark and Mike both nodded. Their job was to spread out as far as they could to keep the defense at least a little bit honest. Steve Holder, the slowest player on the privates, picked up the ball and flipped it to Jason, the touch football version of a snap. Steve would slowly count to 5 and then rush Tom, forcing him to throw the ball whether or not someone was open. Tom could pull the ball down and run, but he wouldn't get very far. Speed was not his forte. Tom took the snap and instinctively spun the ball so his fingers were across the laces. He had done it so many times in his life that it required no thought. He dropped back a step, just to clear a little space between himself and Steve, as he heard him counting. 1-1,000, 2-1,000. Jason had started from the right, running about 10 yards up the field, which ran roughly 50 yards between the oak trees at either end that represented the end zones, and began to cut toward the middle. Kenny Medley went with him, Johnny Strachan lying back as a deep safety. Just as he heard Steve say, 4-1,000, Tom faked, beginning his throwing motion, then stopping. Jason, who had paused for a split second as if expecting the ball, suddenly pivoted right and was past Kenny in the blink of an eye. As he sprinted in the direction of the goal line, Johnny, who had hesitated for an instant after Tom's fake, scrambled to get back. It was too late. Jason was a blur. Tom came up on his toes and let go of the ball, feeling absolutely no strain on his arm or shoulder, wanting it to drop into Jason's arms just as he went past the trash can. The ball arced through the darkening sky, and Tom could see Jason running under it with Johnny helplessly trailing him. Jason made the catch in full stride, raced past the tree, and held the ball up triumphantly. Tom threw his arms in the air, doing his best Tom Brady, Peyton Manning imitation, as he raced across the grass and dirt to congratulate his receiver. All 4 of the publics gathered to high-five one another. The privates stood and watched, then joined the circle to exchange handshakes and fist bumps. Johnny bent over, hands on his knees, still trying to get his breath back. "You know something?" he said between gasps. "You two should play real football someday. You're pretty good together." "Yeah," Kenny said. "Bullseye to white lightning. You guys could make history." "History?" Jason said. "How many great quarterback-receiver combinations had the black guy throwing to the white guy?" Tom and Jason looked at each other. "Should we make history?" Tom said. "Yeah, we should," Jason said. "Let's talk our mothers into letting us play real football when we get to high school." Tom laughed. "You're right," he said. "That would be making history." Sweating and laughing, they all grabbed their jackets and backpacks and crossed Riverside Drive, heading in the direction of the Carvel, 2 blocks away on Broadway. Part 1.